Next, we'll meet a raucous talk show host whose audience includes lots of illegal immigrants. His listeners know him by the name Peolin. He's also a major force behind the recent marches in immigration. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports from his home base here in Los Angeles.
This week, when immigrants converged on downtown Los Angeles for the latest march, Peolin, Eduardo Sotelo, was in front of the crowd urging them to wave the U.S. flag with pride.
Let's demonstrate that we respect the USA flag by raising the flag all the way to the top.
Many of those who took to the streets last Monday followed his lead, just as more than 500,000 demonstrators in L.A. did last month. Peolin helped mobilize the masses with his top-rated, nationally syndicated radio show. One of those paying attention was Alfredo Castro, a construction worker from Guanajuato, Mexico.
We came because he was telling us to on the radio. He said to get together, so we told the family, hey, Peolin said you have to go, you have to go. So we went there to be with Peolin.
For 7 hours each weekday morning, Peolin hits the air with a combination of jokes, interviews, and listener calls. He says his large eyes and big head earned him the nickname Peolin, Tweety Bird. In the world of Spanish language radio, he was a huge celebrity long before the marches. Now he's also become a voice and a guide for millions of immigrant listeners across the country. Peolin says he knows what it's like to be in America illegally. He came here himself without papers, hoping for a better life.
I came through the mountains of Tijuana, and then I was running for like 5 hours and jumping all over the fences. And I remember there was a time that I had to go inside the trunk of a car for, man, it was like eternity, but it was a moment that I couldn't breathe. At that moment, I remember really good that I asked God to give me an opportunity to be working on a microphone, to be able to help the people who need help, and do my best to let them know that we came here to succeed.
Sotelo got here in 1986. He now has a green card and is on his way to becoming a U.S. citizen. Even though many are calling him a leader of a new immigrant rights movement, he shies away from taking all the credit.
I'm not a political. I'm not. I'm just representing Eduardo Sotelo. I'm just, you know, the one of the million people that they're working here to have a better life in the United States. I'm one of them.
Sotelo's impact is being noticed beyond the borders of the U.S. On this day, he's being visited by journalist Carlos Loretta de Mora, who works for the biggest Mexican TV network, Televisa.
Whenever reporters from Mexico come here and find out when all this started, well, this movement, how come there's no visual leaders? This is not like, it's not like Cesar Chavez, it's different, no? There is not like one figure. Everyone refers us to Peolin. Everything started here. From now on, what Peolin says about migration is something that is to be heard.
El primer consejo, no responder a provocaciones de nadie.
Sotelo recently recorded this public service announcement advising demonstrators to not respond if they're provoked and to always obey authorities. He's also urged students not to walk out of school to protest. His radio show has become a forum on what comes next. One of his latest ideas, moving the protests out of the streets and into the stadiums.
It's a big responsibility right now when I just throw the idea of getting together in stadiums to do it peacefully. Like that, we're not trying to interrupt so much the streets, and everybody's going to be organized. You know, I think that's another way to respect the laws of the United States, because we're not going to be using the violence, because I'm against that.
Sotelo says while immigrants protest, they should also demonstrate they love America. Once again, he used his show to set the example.
Somos personas de paz.
God bless America.
Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.
Land.